Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Dror Lieber is here. Dror is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder, and chief information systems officer at Coronet. Coro.net is the website. That's where you can go to find their award-winning cloud security products. Dror, I want you to tell us about your company, but I'm gonna let you do it by answering this question. Virtual private network, VPN, is a way of having a secure connection, your own secure network, back to the mothership or wherever you go, as opposed to being over a Wi-Fi. In other words, if you go to Starbucks and you use your own VPN, not the Wi-Fi, the Starbucks Wi-Fi, then you're more secure. Coronet has a product that answers that question. Tell us about it.
Sure. So when the pandemic hit, we understood that the work from home is going to be a big, it's going to be here to stay, basically, right? And what we've done was we released about 2 months ago, we released version 4.0 of our product, which is very much geared towards the work from home environment. And the concept there is that it creates a separation between work and home, even if you're at home. So the VPN is cumbersome, expensive,
yeah,
and degrades the quality of service for the end user, for the actual worker trying to work. It slows them down. And what we found is we looked at this and we said, VPNs are obsolete. Let's look at something much better and ensure that, first of all, if there is a home computer that the person is using, just drop our software on that computer, and we ensure that that computer is safe. We ensure that the network that they're using is safe. And then once they're actually using email and using the cloud services like Dropbox and Salesforce and Office 365, we monitor everything that happens there, and if we recognize an attack, we immediately stop it as it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Completely automatically, by the way. We have an artificial intelligence platform that monitors everything, so you don't need to have like a big team that runs after security events, none of that. So our platform sees an issue, fixes the issue completely automatically, no need for a team. It's up and running
do you intercept spear phishing attempts that come in before I even
Absolutely.
Know that it came in?
Absolutely. So,
it's like an iron dome for your computer.
It is. It's actually not for your computer.
For your world.
Yeah. So we look at the computer as one entry point. Because actually what we're trying to protect is your data as a company, mm-hmm. right? So your data exists in four different locations, with user on their device, in their network, and in your cloud services. And we protect all four in one platform that is only $5.99 a month. So can't go wrong.
What if you got several locations? I mean, several units. Like you got 8 or 10 workstations. Do you have a?
That's fine. We charge by user, not by workstation.
Okay. And how much is it per user?
It's $5.99 per user
per month.
Uh-huh. And you get all of this. You get endpoint protection, which includes AV and ensuring that the device itself is safe.
Right.
AV means antivirus and anti-malware. And then email protection, which includes phishing and spear phishing and many other things. And then user behavior. So we see if the user starts acting suspiciously, starts downloading data that they shouldn't, starts sending data that they shouldn't.
Which could include a bad guy getting control of a computer, right?
Normally, that's exactly what happens. Normally, yeah. Most employees are good people.
Yeah.
But all it takes is a bad guy getting their credentials, and suddenly the good employee becomes a very, very bad employee because the bad guy is using their credentials.
I've only got a few seconds left. I want to just remind people, folks, we talked about in the beginning the good, the bad, and the ugly of teleworking. It could save you money. You could be more productive. And a lot of good parts of it. But if your networks, your remote workers are not secure, you got a sack of snakes that could come back and bite you. Last thoughts, Drew, real quick.
Last thoughts, you know, be safe out there. Go check out Coro.net. You can start a free trial. See for yourself how much protection you can get for so little money. Right. Just be safe out there.
Coro.net, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. Hey, Doro, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.